Hello, friends and neighbors. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Life Bible in a Year experience. Join me each day as I read the Bible from start to finish. I'm reading from the Life Application Study Bible, New Living Translation, published by Tyndale House Publishers. I pray this daily reading will bless you as much as it does me. So let's get started. March 7th, Joshua, chapters 13 through 15. When Joshua was an old man, the Lord said to him, "You are growing old, and much land remains to be conquered. This is the territory that remains, all the regions of the Philistines and the Geshurites, and the larger territory of the Canaanites, extending from the stream of Shihor on the border of Egypt northward to the boundary of Ekron. It includes the territory of the five Philistine rulers of Gaza, Ashdod, Ashkelon, Gath, and Ekron. The land of the Avites in the south also remains to be conquered. In the north, the following area has not yet been conquered: all the land of the Canaanites, including Mira, which belongs to the Sidonians, stretching northward to Aphek on the border of the Amorites. The land of the Gibeonites and all of the Lebanon mountain area to the east, from Baal Gad below Mount Hermon to Lebo Hamath, and all the hill country from Lebanon to Misrath Hathmaim, including all the land of the Sidonians. I myself will drive these people out of the land ahead of the Israelites, so be sure to give this land to Israel as a special possession, just as I have commanded you. Include all this territory as Israel's possession when you divide this land among the nine tribes and the half-tribe of Manasseh. Half the tribe of Manasseh and the tribes of Reuben and Gad had already received their grants of land on the east side of the Jordan, for Moses, the servant of the Lord, had previously assigned this land to them. Their territory extended from Aroer, on the edge of the Arnon Gorge, including the town in the middle of the gorge, to the plain beyond Medeba, as far as Dibon. It also included all the towns of King Sihon, of the Amorites, who had reigned in the Heshbon, and extended as far as the borders of Ammon. It included Gilead, the territory of the kingdoms of Geshur and Maacah, all of Mount Hermon, all of Bashan, as far as Salaka, and all of the territory of King Og of Bashan, who had reigned in Ashtaroth and Edrei. King Og was the last of the Raphaites, for Moses had attacked them and driven them out. But the Israelites failed to drive out the people of Geshur and Maacah, so they continue to live among the Israelites to this day. Moses did not assign any allotment of land to the tribe of Levi. Instead, as the Lord had promised them, their allotment came from the offerings burned on the altar to the Lord, the God of Israel. Moses had assigned the following area to the clans of the tribe of Reuben. Their territory extended from Aroer on the edge of the Arnon Gorge, including the town in the middle of the gorge, to the plain beyond Medeba. It included Heshbon and the other towns on the plain, Dibon, Bamoth Baal, Beth Baal Meon, Jahaz, Kedemoth, Mephaeth, Kiriathaim, Sibma, Zereth Shahar on the hill above the valley, Beth Peor, the slopes of Pisgah, and Beth Jeshimoth. The land of Reuben also included all the towns of the plain and the entire kingdom of Sihon. Sihon was the Amorite king who had reigned in Heshbon and was killed by Moses along with the leaders of Midian, Evi, Rechem, Zur, Hur, and Reba, princes living in the region who were allied with Sihon. The Israelites had also killed Balaam, son of Beor, who used magic to tell the future. The Jordan River marked the western boundary for the tribe of Reuben. The towns and their surrounding villages in this area were given as a homeland to the clans of the tribe of Reuben. Moses had assigned the following area to the clans of the tribe of Gad. Their territory included Jazer, all the towns of Gilead, and half of the land of Ammon, as far as the town of Aroer, just west of Reba. It extended from Heshbon to Ramath Mizpah and Betonim, from Mahanaim to the territory of Lo Debar. In the valley were Beth Haram, Beth Nimrah, Sukkoth, Zaphon, and the rest of the kingdom of King Sihon of Heshbon. The western boundary ran along the Jordan River, extended as far north as the tip of the Sea of Galilee, and then turned eastward. The towns and their surrounding villages in this area were given as a homeland to the clans of the tribe of Gad. Moses had assigned the following area to the clans of the half-tribe of Manasseh. Their territory extended from Mahanaim, including all of Bashan, all the former kingdom of King Og, and the 60 towns of Jair in Bashan. It also included half of Gilead and King Og's royal cities of Ashtaroth and Edrei. All these were given to the clans of the descendants of Machir, who was Manasseh's son. These are the allotments Moses had made while he was on the plains of Moab across the Jordan River, east of Jericho. But Moses gave no allotment of land to the tribe of Levi, for the Lord, the God of Israel, had promised that he himself would be their allotment. The remaining tribes of Israel received land in Canaan as allotted by Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the tribal leaders. These nine and a half tribes received their grants of land by means of sacred lots in accordance with the Lord's command through Moses. Moses had already given a grant of land to the two and a half tribes on the east side of the Jordan River, but he had given the Levites no such allotment. The descendants of Joseph had become two separate tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim, and the Levites were given no land at all, only towns to live in with surrounding pasture lands for their livestock and all their possessions. So the land was distributed in strict accordance with the Lord's commands to Moses. A delegation from the tribe of Judah, led by Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, came to Joshua at Gilgal. Caleb said to Joshua, "Remember what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, about you and me when we were at Kadesh Barnea? I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to explore the land of Canaan. I returned and gave an honest report, but my brothers who went with me frightened the people from entering the promised land. For my part, I wholeheartedly followed the Lord my God. So that day Moses solemnly promised me, 'The land of Canaan on which you were just walking will be your grant of land and that of your descendants forever, because you wholeheartedly followed the Lord my God.' Now, as you can see, the Lord has kept me alive and well as he promised for all these 45 years since Moses made this promise. Even while Israel wandered in the wilderness, today I am 85 years old. I am as strong now as I was when Moses sent me on that journey, and I can still travel and fight as well as I could then. So give me the hill country that the Lord promised me. You will remember that as scouts we found the descendants of Anak living there in great walled towns. But if the Lord is with me, I will drive them out of the land, just as the Lord said." So Joshua blessed Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and gave Hebron to him as his portion of land. Hebron still belongs to the descendants of Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, because he wholeheartedly followed the Lord, the God of Israel. Previously, Hebron had been called Kiriath Arba. It had been named after Arba, a great hero of the descendants of Anak. And the land had rest from war. The allotment for the clans of the tribe of Judah reached southward to the border of Edom, as far south as the wilderness of Zin. The southern boundary began at the south bay of the Dead Sea, ran south of Scorpion Pass into the wilderness of Zin, and then went south of Kadesh Barnea to Hezron. Then it went up to Adar, where it turned toward Karka. From there it passed to Asmon until it finally reached the Brook of Egypt, which it followed to the Mediterranean Sea. This was their southern boundary. The eastern boundary extended along the Dead Sea to the mouth of the Jordan River. The northern boundary began at the bay where the Jordan River empties into the Dead Sea, went up from there to Beth Hogla, then proceeded north of Beth Araba to the Stone of Bohan. Bohan was Reuben's son. From that point it went through the valley of Achor to Debir, turning north toward Gilgal, which is across from the slopes of Adumim on the south side of the valley. From there the boundary extended to the springs of En Shemesh and on to En Rogel. The boundary then passed through the valley of Ben Hinnom, along the southern slopes of the Jebusites, where the city of Jerusalem is located. Then it went west to the top of the mountain above the valley of Hinnom, and on up to the northern end of the valley of Rephaim. From there the boundary extended from the top of the mountain to the spring at the waters of Nephtoah, and from there to the towns of Mount Ephron. Then it turned toward Baalah, that is, Kiriath Jearim. The boundary circled west of Baalah to Mount Seir, passed along to the town of Kesalon on the northern slope of Mount Jearim, and went down to Beth Shemesh and on to Timnah. The boundary then proceeded to the slope of the hill north of Ekron, where it turned toward Shikaron and Mount Baalah. It passed Jabneel and ended at the Mediterranean Sea. The western boundary was the shoreline of the Mediterranean Sea. These are the boundaries for the clans of the tribe of Judah. The Lord commanded Joshua to assign some of Judah's territory to Caleb, son of Jephunneh. So Caleb was given the town of Kiriath Arba, that is, Hebron, which had been named after Anak's ancestor. Caleb drove out the three groups of Anakites, the descendants of Sheshai, Ahiman, and Talmai, the sons of Anak. From there he went to fight against the people living in the town of Debir, formerly called Kiriath Sephir. Caleb said, "I will give my daughter Aska in marriage to the one who attacks and captures Kiriath Sephir." Othniel, the son of Caleb's brother Kenaz, was the one who conquered it, so Aksa became Othniel's wife. When Aksa married Othniel, she urged him to ask her father for a field. As she got down off her donkey, Caleb asked her, "What's the matter?" She said, "Give me another gift. You have already given me land in the Negev. Now please give me springs of water too." So Caleb gave her the upper and lower springs. This was the homeland allocated to the clans of the tribe of Judah. The towns of Judah, situated along the borders of Edom, in the extreme south, were Kabzeel, Eder, Jagur, Kina, Daimona, Adada, Kadesh, Hazor, Ithnan, Ziph, Telem, Baaloth, Hazor Hadadata, Kiriath Hezron, that is Hazor, Amon, Shema, Malada, Hazar Gada, Heshman, Beth Pelet, Hazar Shul, Beersheba, Biziathia, Bela, Iam, Ezim, El Talad, Kesel, Horma, Ziklag, Madmana, Sansana, Leboath, Shilhim, Ain, and Rimon. 29 towns with their surrounding villages. The following towns situated in the western foothills were also given to Judah: Eshtaol, Zora, Ashna, Zanoa, En-Ganim, Tapua, Enam, Jarmuth, Adullam, Soka, Azekah, Sha'arim, Adithayim, Gedera, and Gederathayim. 14 towns with their surrounding villages. Also included were Zenon, Hadasha, Migdal-Gad, Dilean, Mizpah, Jokdeel, Lachish, Bazkath, Eglon, Kabban, Lamam, Kitlish, Gederath, Beth-Dagon, Nama, and Makeda. 16 towns with their surrounding villages. Besides these, there were Libna, Ether, Ashan, Iftha, Ashna, Nezib, Kila, Akzib, and Marasha. 9 towns with their surrounding villages. The territory of the tribe of Judah also included Ekron and its surrounding settlements and villages. From Ekron, the boundary extended west and included the towns near Ashdod with their surrounding villages. It also included Ashdod with its surrounding settlements and villages and Gaza with its settlements and villages, as far as the Brook of Egypt and along the coast of the Mediterranean Sea. Judah also received the following towns in the hill country: Shamir, Jatir, Soka, Dana, Kiriath Sana, that is Debir, Anab, Eshtemo, Enim, Goshen, Holon, and Gilo. 11 towns with their surrounding villages. Also included were the towns of Ereb, Duma, Eshan, Janim, Beth, Tapua, Ephekah, Humta, Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, and Zior. 9 towns with their surrounding villages. Besides these, there were Maon, Carmel, Ziph, Jutta, Jezreel, Joktiam, Zanoah, Cain, Gibeah, and Timnah. 10 towns with their surrounding villages. In addition, there were Halhul, Beth-Zur, Gedor, Ma'arath, Beth-Anath, and Eltikon, 6 towns with their surrounding villages. There were also Kiriath-Baal, that is Kiriath-Jearim, and Reba, 2 towns with their surrounding villages. In the wilderness, there were the towns of Beth-Araba, Midin, Sekakah, Nibshan, the city of salt, and En-Gedi. 6 towns with their surrounding villages. But the tribe of Judah could not drive out the Jebusites, who lived in the city of Jerusalem. So the Jebusites lived there among the people of Judah to this day. That's it for today, friends. Feel free to read ahead on your own. Before I go, let's share the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.